Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down, and my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guarantee. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition, and of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JustNews. That's promo code JustNews at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JustNews for 15% off. Hello, America, and welcome to a new edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. Hey, how are we going to top yesterday's big podcast with Congressman Lance Gooden? We broke some big news over 2 days, thanks to the congressman sharing those concierge travel packages that illegal aliens are getting in the consultation with nonprofits, the United States government. It really helped us get inside how illegal aliens get across the board. They get a special status, and then they're shipped to somewhere they want to go in most cases. Free airline tickets, free hotel, free legal advice, and of course, a letter to the TSA saying, please don't put this person through the normal ID check because they don't have normal ID like you and I are required to if we're going to get on a plane as American citizens. That was a big show. Big thanks to Congressman Gooden for coming on and explaining everything to us. And of course, we were able to break some news as well because right in the middle of the show, the Pentagon Inspector General report came out, and we were able to get a hold of former acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller. He broke some news. We got the very first reaction to that big news on this show. That's what we're trying to do, create some dynamism every day. So you get facts, and then you go back. We're not going to give you noise. We're going to give you facts, news, information, not indoctrination. And then you're going to go back and make up your own minds about what you think about the rascals here in Washington and what they're doing to our country or for our country, depending how you look at it. All right. Today, we are going to try to top yesterday. It's going to be hard, but we've got a great guest, the newly elected chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, Congressman Scott Perry from the great state of Pennsylvania, is joining us. He is going to be the new leader of one of the most influential arms of the House Republican Caucus, the House Freedom Caucus. That's the place that gave birth to people like Mark Meadows and Jim Jordan and Andy Biggs. And we can go on. So many members, Lee Zeldin, you can go on and on. All of those members, including Congressman Perry, were instrumental in unraveling the Russia collusion lie when then House Speaker Paul Ryan didn't want to do it. They had to defy their own speaker to prove that their president was innocent of colluding with the Kremlin, because he was. And their work, along with me and Sarah Carter and Molly Hemingway and a few other great reporters, Lee Smith, they unraveled this extraordinary lie that was Russia collusion. And now it's more than a lie, right? It's a criminal matter. At least 3 people have been indicted, 1 convicted, and there may be more indictments in the not-so-distant future. Well, Congressman Perry, he was there for that. He's doing a lot of other stuff. He's been an important voice on China, on fiscal sanity, on shrinking the size of government, on protecting freedom in the midst of big government assaults on that freedom. The government wants to take your choices away from you. And these members of Congress, particularly the Freedom Caucus, that's what their name's about, right? They are fighting for the freedoms. And we're going to ask Congressman Perry, what is his agenda? What are his goals for the next year when he takes over from Congressman Andy Biggs from Arizona? A lot of questions, a lot of news to be had. We're going to talk about the border. We're going to talk about China and the recent virtual summit that President Biden had with President Xi. That was a weird summit, right? You got our president asking China to help out in the oil and gas crisis, which, by the way, we didn't need any help for if we just kept producing our own gas and oil, didn't shut our pipelines down. But now Joe Biden puts us at the mercy of China. Okay, hey, China, can you help energy poor America? Which, by the way, we're not energy poor, but that's what it looked like on the stage. I'm going to ask Congressman Perry to weigh in on that and so much more. And then we're going to take a quick break. And, you know, we have so much news moving on Just the News now. When we started, we were small. We're still kind of small, but we do up to 50 stories a day. We have a robust report tickering all day long like a big news ticker. And I sometimes forget that because, you know, I'm getting used to it. I'm on the inside. We're making the sausage all day. But I think it'd be fun every so often, maybe once a week, we'll bring in one of our great reporters to tell you about some breaking news you might not have heard about or is just breaking. Today, we're going to bring on Sophie Mann, my great colleague. She's had a TV show. She's just an all-around amazing talent. She's going to join us for some breaking news here in just a few minutes. But first, let's take that commercial break like we always do at the beginning. When we come back, our exclusive interview with Congressman Scott Perry, the new chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, one of the most influential caucuses in all of Congress, right after this commercial break. Hey, folks, as we approach another critical election, a wave of concern washes over America. Recent studies reveal that an astonishing 56% of our fellow citizens report feelings of anxiety or dread about the upcoming presidential election. That's why I stand with AMAC. AMAC is more than a senior discount organization. During these challenging times, they fight for common sense and hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Visit amac.us/justnews today to seize an exclusive election year special, a four-year AMAC membership for just $30. That's right. You heard me right. 4 years for 30 bucks. As an AMAC member, you're not only enjoying money-saving benefits, but also the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare advice, a trusted voice in Washington, and a community of like-minded patriots who love this great nation. Take advantage of this election year special, 4 years for $30, and be part of the solution over the next 4 years. By becoming an AMAC member, you're strengthening a movement dedicated to preserving the principles we hold dear in this great country. Join now at amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us/justnews. You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain, and you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now get 15% off and free shipping at takelean.com. That's takelean.com and enter the promo code JustNews15. That's the promo code JustNews15 at takelean.com. One more time, takelean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. And as promised, a very special guest, the brand new chairman-elect of the House Freedom Caucus, Congressman Scott Perry from the great state of Pennsylvania, is joining us. Congressman, congratulations. A big announcement yesterday on you taking over the House Freedom Caucus.
Well, look, thank you, John. And, you know, there's no higher honor than serving. Well, there is one higher honor, serving God, but
right.
Less, you know, one step down from that is serving your fellow compatriots that are in the fight for freedom and for our essential liberties. And if people don't know it, the House Freedom Caucus has a mission statement, John, and it, you know, left, right, center. I don't know who would disagree with the House Freedom Caucus mission and mission statement. And it goes something like this. The Freedom Caucus gives a voice to the countless Americans who feel that Washington does not represent them and has left them behind. Freedom Caucus supports, you know, accountable, open, and limited government, and the Constitution, the rule of law, and the policies that promote liberty, safety, and prosperity for all Americans. How can't you be thrilled to know that somebody's working on behalf of those principles in Washington, D.C.? I'm just so gratified. You know, it's selected by the membership. The chairman is selected by the membership, and it's an honor of a lifetime. And of course, I have huge shoes to fill: Mark Meadows, Jim Jordan, Andy Biggs.
Yeah. And some rebel rousers there.
Well, look, you know, people say you're rabble rousers, and you know, and of course. And maybe we are in a way, but they, you know, the press loves to characterize it as, you know, troublemakers.
Right.
And I need to characterize that for you, John, which is this: what we seek in our conference and actually across Congress, regardless of Democrats or Republicans are in charge, is fairness. So let me just ask you this. If you're left of center, right of center, or on center, do you think it's okay for leadership to drop, I don't know, a 2,000-page bill and give you an hour or two to read it and then demand that you vote on it? We have a 72-hour rule.
Yeah.
But both parties do this to each other.
They do.
And the Freedom Caucus is a group of individuals who came to serve and have an open, transparent, accountable government, and we demand that they do it the right way. If demanding fairness makes us rabble-rousers, well, I guess that's who we are. But we feel like that's how this should be done, and it's irrespective of who's in charge. The American people are the ones that are supposed to be in charge, and none of us went down there to do what we were told by leadership. We go to do what we're told by our constituency, our bosses, the citizens in our districts.
You know, it's sort of funny. I've talked to a lot of people over the years because when it started, no one knew what the Freedom Caucus was going to be. It's now, if not the influential, one of the most influential blocks of members of Congress. And a lot of people have a second name for it. It's the Common Sense Caucus, because so many of the things that you guys stand for are just the way everyday Americans in middle America think. You know, why can't Washington be more common sense? Why can't we read the things before we sign them? Why can't we, you know, cut the deficit? Why can't we be responsible? Why can't we scale back wasteful government? You guys, you know, when you started, you were kind of a shiny new toy, but now the influence and the synchronicity between what you stand for and what common sense Americans stand for in middle America, everybody sees that. Where do you think in 2022, with Democratic rule still in Washington, you could, the caucus can take us? What sort of accomplishments, to-do list do you have for next year?
Well, for next year, I think the thing that we have to do is be prepared to take the majority and have a message that resonates with the American people on issues that are 85% agreeable to both left, right, and center,
yeah,
and show them a very clear and very stark difference between us and the socialists that are currently in charge of the country. I think that's priority number one. And John, as you know, as a guy that's covered the Hill, and you know how this thing operates, this is both an inside game, as we call it,
right,
and an outside game. And I think the Freedom Caucus really has to step up It's a outside game, and that what that means is we need to be in contact with more individual citizens in every single district in every state, bringing the message to them so that they understand what the difference is and that there is a true. A lot of people say, well, look, there's not a dime's worth of difference between Republicans and Democrats, and you know this, John. When it comes to the establishment cartel in Washington that can't stop spending the taxpayers' money, there is some truth to that.
Yeah.
And we should be here to say, just do what you said you were going to do. And so if you said on the stump as a Republican candidate, whether you're an incumbent or whether you're running for the first time, that you were going to be for limited government, that you were going to be against the socialist takeover of the country, if you were going to be for funding of our law enforcement and against the increasing encroachment of the IRS, if you were going to be for a secure border and for energy independence, the Freedom Caucus is going to articulate those messages right alongside you, but then also encourage you to stand by those promises by voting for them and showing everybody that even in marginal districts, people support candidates and representatives that do what they said they were going to do.
Yeah, it's such an important thing. There's one of my favorite images on Twitter in the last couple of weeks was you sitting in front of the pile of paper that was the infrastructure bill. And I think you wrote 2,135 pages on a day's notice, folks. got to pass it to know what's in it, right, Speaker Pelosi? You, an amazing moment to look at these big bills and they get shoved through, and then we wake up 3 weeks later like, oh, that was in the bill, that was in the bill. You guys really want to change that, right? You want to change that and have a time for people to find out what's in legislation before voters go do their party thing and vote on it. Do you think there is more of a sentiment in Congress today than there was a few years ago to maybe stop some of these sham votes?
There absolutely is, John. But I will tell you, in the old days when the Freedom Caucus started, you know, the sentiment was still there, but everybody kept it under their breath because they knew that if you popped your head up and said something like that, leadership was right there to smack you
Whack-a-mole.
Down. There were punishments. Yep. Yeah, punishments were meted out, and everybody kept their mouth shut for fear of the retribution. But when a block of us got together and stood firm, the rest of the conference noticed. Now everybody's, you know, doesn't want to be in the Freedom Caucus. They're not prepared to you know, put on the jacket. I get it. But they are more willing now to say, hey, this is not the right way to run this railroad. And again, you know, we characterize it as fairness. Other people call it process, but a lot of constituents, our bosses, their eyes glaze over when you start talking about process. But they understand the basic unfairness of a 2,351-page bill being dropped on you with a couple hours to read it, and then you're demanded to vote on it. They know that's not fair.
They know
that that's done for nefarious reasons. They know that there are bad things in the bill. And they demand better, and they should have better, and they're counting on people like us to have the courage to do something about it. And that's where the Freedom Caucus comes in.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, you know, we wouldn't sign our mortgage papers without reading them, or, you know, something else that affects our family's life. But Congress signs things without even knowing what's in
all
it.
All the time. Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. People don't even know we have these voice votes. And you know about them, John. These
of course.
Voice votes counting to billions and billions of dollars. No one has a recorded vote on them. Freedom Caucus goes to the floor on a regular basis and demands recorded votes because, you know, I know there are members that don't want to have their names associated with a vote for or against these bills,
yep.
But you ran for office to vote. You can't run from what you ran for, and you ran for a job that has you voting and making decisions on things.
That's right.
Be accountable. That's the Freedom Caucus.
Yeah, 100%. That is, and that has a message that really resonates in America right now. I want to take you to China. You've been one of the most important voices in Congress for a very long time about the threat that China poses. And, you know, during the Trump years, we made some progress on that front. In 11 months, it seems like we're pedaling backwards on the relationship. What is your assessment of what happened at that virtual summit with Xi, the oddness of Biden asking China to help on the fuel crunch when we have all this energy in our own country? Did you have some takeaways from President Biden's performance on the world stage with the Chinese leader?
Yes, I did, John, and thanks for bringing it up. And it's huge, and I hope that the American people are really tuned into this and the gravity of a rising China. They have been at this for a long time, and the summit just highlights the fact that Biden is projecting weakness to our adversary. China is not a strategic competitor. It's not because Scott Perry says they're not a strategic competitor. It's because China says that the United States is their enemy. That's what China says. We would do well to recognize that and comport ourselves. And the fact that our president, while we have the resources in this country, is asking them to loosen the restrictions on oil so that our prices might be affected at the very same time, John, that he's shutting down drilling, he's shutting down pipelines in the United States. He's literally causing the problem that's increasing the price at the pump that you're paying every week. He's literally, the president by his policies is literally causing this inflation, yet he's asking the Communist Party of China, who's called the United States its enemy, to solve this problem for us. This is... Look, you know, elections have consequences. I get it. But if we're not willing to stand up against China, you know, I hate to say it, but we all better start taking Mandarin classes at some point here because they're not going to stop. They're wholly focused. And it's gotten much, much worse under Biden.
They have.
You have to know, John, that less than I think it's about 1% of the trade deals, including things like chips from Huawei, have been disapproved since the Biden administration has taken over. That means that 99% of those deals, including Huawei, who's using those chips to spy on Americans, including our military, they have been approved by the Biden administration. it's breathtaking to me. I know you know these things, but literally the same person that stands up and yells at the American people that they got to sacrifice is handing over our sovereignty, our economy, and our national security to our enemy. Unacceptable.
Yeah, it is such an amazing thing. Yesterday, we were blessed to have on the show a congressman who's done some enormous work on the border. And what we were able to take a look at were these packages that nonprofit groups are giving to immigrants who are legally crossed the border to get them to where they want to go in the interior of the country. Basically, hey, you were stopped in San Diego, but I'd like to live as an illegal alien in Louisiana. No problem. Here's your airline ticket. Here's your hotel ticket. Here's a letter to the TSA saying you can skip the normal ID check when you get on your flight. And here are the lawyers that'll help you fight your deportation when you get to your destination. Congressman Lance Gooden said, hey, it's time to stop and use the law now to stop what's going on here. He called it trafficking. He said, we're enabling people to violate the laws of our sovereignty and of illegal immigration. Do you think there is an appetite in Congress? And would you support something that would prohibit nonprofit money, tax-exempt money, for going to help illegal aliens travel into the country and disappear into the fabric of our country?
Well, of course I would support it. And you just said the operative term, illegal.
Yeah.
So how can we allow anybody to support illegal activity? As the last time I checked, this at least on the federal level, that would comply with a violation of the RICO statutes, right? I mean, I don't know why we're not prosecuting this. And it's funny that this story has come out now. A couple weeks ago, I asked my staff to give me a list of all the nonprofits involved because, John, as you probably know, this whole thing was started during the Carter administration.
It was.
And a lot of these nonprofits are names that we're familiar with. They're Catholic ministries, they're Lutheran ministries, they're faith-based organizations that make a huge amount of money. And it's not just from donors, John. It's your tax dollars.
Yeah, tax dollars.
And so it's your tax dollars that are going right to these organizations. And the worst part about it is that local communities have zero say about what happens with these illegal foreign nationals that are pumped into your community. You don't know their health status, their vaccination status. You don't know their legal status from the part of criminal activity. You don't get to know any of that. Yet they're put into your school system, and your taxes go up to teach bilingual learning, to make sure that their health concerns are addressed, their housing concerns, their health and welfare, including food. You're paying for all that stuff and you have no choice in it. We absolutely must do something about it. And it's long time overdue that those laws have been changed. The American taxpayers cannot have their tax dollars going to fund illegal activities, especially something as horrific as human trafficking. And it's literally what it is.
Yeah, such an important thing. And people don't realize it's an elaborate system. Nonprofits, Homeland Security, everyone is complicit since Joe Biden took over.
Everybody points the finger at somebody else and says, well, there's nothing we can do about it.
That's
the
right.
Law, you know, and they're doing it and we can't get the answers and you're not allowed to have the answers. Everybody's able to point the fingers at everybody else. And I got to tell you, the left has been masterful. They didn't do it over the course of 1 or 2 years. They spent decades building this system to what it is. And it has been our side that has continued to compromise. We always hear about, well, why can't you be more bipartisan? Why can't you be more moderate? Because this is what we get. And now we're going to have to unravel this whole system. And of course, the nonprofits are going to scream when you say, well, we're not going to just send you unbridled amounts of taxpayer dollars to fund human trafficking. They're going to, you know, plead that they're helping all these poor destitute people. These poor destitute people, look, Americans want to help. We're the most generous country in the world, but we want you to follow the rules. We want you to follow the rules. We all follow the rules. That's job number one. And then we'll help. But we got to do it the right way. We can't support lawlessness. That's not what our country's about.
Yeah, such an important point. There's a growing sentiment. You can see it now. Even many liberals that I talk to, like, this thing's out of control. This is not going to work. And hopefully people get to their senses soon. But as drawing a line and holding that line seems to be the most important thing. You have been one of the most important voices and one of a handful of members of Congress that right from the beginning, when the media and the Democratic establishment worked together to create the false Russia collusion story, then there's the false Lafayette Park story, the false stories about troops having Russian bounties on their head. That wasn't true. Yesterday, right. Another major falsehood, just blown to pieces without any consequence. The Pentagon Inspector General says, hey, guess what? There never was any delay by the Trump DOD to get the National Guardsmen there. It had been offered 2 days in advance. Congress didn't ask for it. As soon as it got requested in the middle of the crisis, the Pentagon followed all of its rules and did it as quickly as possible under the rules. No delay. Another major story blown to smithereens. How much consequence has the traditional news media, corporate news media, created for Americans? Because these bad stories create months of consequence in Washington. Then we find out they're not true. How much is the media to blame for what we've gone through the last few years?
I think, John, thank you. The media is completely to blame, which is, in a way, it's a blessing in disguise for you, because people have become awakened to the false narratives of the media, and it's just straight up propaganda. Unfortunately, Washington policymakers still seem to be, you know, using this knee-jerk reaction based on the momentary reporting, and then policy is crafted after that, and worse. I mean, you know, as you know, President Trump was impeached yet a second time using information, including false, completely false information about January 6th and what happened with Officer Sitnik. I mean, the list just goes on and on. People have no trust, nor should they have any trust, in mainstream media. It is not news. It is not news. I don't call it the news media. It is media, but it is not news. It is propaganda. They have an agenda to push, and they use every opportunity to do it, and they don't apologize for it.
I've always wanted a career in marketing.
They don't retract
it. But with a job and a life, I didn't think school was possible.
He's peddling a book right now based on Russia collusion, which has been completely, to use their term, completely debunked. And on this occasion, where they often say, well, that's been debunked, and that's the final word. They never prove any of it.
They never do.
We can prove where it's all been debunked, right, John? You know where it's been debunked.
Oh, man, time and time again. Big report came out yesterday, and I'm going to just finish up with this because I know you got to run off to votes and other things. But yesterday, the Justice Department Inspector General released a really damning report about the Justice Department, and it said two things. The Justice Department hasn't been following its rules to prevent politicalization of cases, or the appearance of politicalizations or interference in cases. And two, it is not meeting out accountability, because time and time again, when an employee is found to have engaged in misconduct in the middle of the investigation, the FBI or the prosecutor's office lets the person retire, and then they just shut the investigation down, so there's never a punishment. Is there a moment now where both sides of Congress can say, you know what, the Justice Department is like the guys and girls have gone wild. We've got to find a way to fix the lack of accountability. The IG laid out an extraordinary record of people who just walked away unscathed. We know some of them by name. Of course, the former deputy director McCabe just got his pension back despite that. But do you think both sides could agree maybe some of the things going on in the Justice Department are bad enough, we should stop it?
Well, look, I'd like to believe that, John, but I don't even call it unfortunately, and I've been a big fan my whole life of the FBI,
right,
the Justice Department. We've always revered these organizations and institutions as being above reproach, but it's only taken about 4 years to burn them to the ground. It's not the Department of Justice. It's the Democrat Department of Justice. It's the leftist Department of Justice. And if you think that they're finally going to see the light, while they've been watching, America has watched over the past 4 or 5 years now a one-sided, just wholesale abuse of federal authority at the most important level to punish political adversaries. I mean, the rest of the country has seen this for a very, very long time. It's obvious to them. So that the Inspector General finally wrote it, everybody else is like, oh, well, welcome to the war, as us Army guys like to say. We've seen this for a very, very long time now. Getting the left to admit to it and do something about it. Look, they're doing their will. It's their purpose. So unfortunately, I think it's going to need a new chief executive or somebody completely different at the top of the Justice Department, which is why I've called for and introduced articles of impeachment for Merrick Garland, whether it's overly politicized use of the Justice Department on political adversaries to going after parents. He's got to go. But we can't just have another replacement for him. Yep. We need a wholesale review and cleaning of house in the Justice Department. It should be obvious to everybody.
Yeah, there's a mindset change that has to happen inside that bureaucracy, because otherwise they'll just keep repeating this. Last question. There is a tax There's many taxes that have just been imposed on the American people. Not a single one of them approved by Congress. They're all a result of inflation and supply chain shortages, but rising fuel, rising gas, rising energy costs for heating your home in the winter, food. How big an issue is this in the 2022 election? And is there anything Republicans can do before then to try to create relief for Americans that are struggling to make ends meet?
Well, look, it's a big issue now, and it's going to continue to be a big issue that gets bigger and bigger because the Democrats aren't reversing course, seeing the folly of their ways. They're doubling down even this week, and so you're going to see fuel prices, food prices, everything continue to go up. You're going to see the inflation, which legitimately, if we calculated at the same methodology as it was in the 70s and early 80s, we'd be at like 14 or 15% right now.
Right.
You're not going to see it stop. You're not going to see it stop, John. They have actually created this. They have created the supply chain shortages by policies like AB 5 in California, which outlaws independent truckers. And we wonder why we can't get our goods to market. It's because they fired everybody. They want to roll this out across the country. It's going to be huge in the midterm elections. And because people are going to feel it very, very closely in their own households. They're going to have to make unpleasant decisions that they're not used to making. And it's all by design by this administration. Don't think that this is due to ignorance or incompetence. This is what they want to do. I know it's hard to accept, but they want to tear down the system that you know, that you love, that works great. It's the free market, competitive market system, and they want to replace it with a socialist top-down government system that decides what you'll get and how much you'll like it, including the car you drive and if you get to drive and where you get to go. That's where we're headed, John. And so Republicans, unfortunately, can't do much to stop it, but I would just ask them, don't help it. So when the Democrats are moving socialist legislation, you don't have to vote for this stuff. Your constituents understand it's bad. Don't help them do it.
Yeah, such a great point, sir. Congressman, thank you for so much time today. A lot of great wisdom, and congratulations on the new role as the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. That is a big role, and we're going to be looking forward to having you back on the show to tell us all the things you're up to in the next year.
Great. Great to talk to you, John. Keep fighting the fight. God bless you and your audience.
You as well, sir. Thank you so much. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to get you some headlines from Sophie Mann, my great colleague. Hey, folks, if you're a homeowner and you're like me, you want to protect your home, right? But when's the last time you checked on the title to your home? If you never have, listen to this. A new report on homeowners shows we all now have $16 trillion in equity. That's an all-time high in America. That's why you need protection from a scam the FBI calls house stealing. That's when the equity in all of our homes is the target, sadly, of scammers. If nobody's watching the title to your home, these scammers can transfer your title to their name, take out loans, and your equity could be gone. Poof, gone. You have to protect your equity from this despicable crime right now with triple lock protection from my good friends at HomeTitleLock.com. The first step is to check on your home's title to see if it's still in your name. Sign up with your address at HomeTitleLock.com and be sure to use the promo code JUSTNEWS. They're going to send you a complete title scan of your home's title and your first 30 days of triple lock home title protection. That's legendary protection, by the way. It's free. HomeTitleLock.com. Use the promo code JUSTNEWS. One more time, go to HomeTitleLock.com today and protect your most important asset, the equity in your home. Folks, eat stress-free this spring. How? With Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. That's great for a busy person like me. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your Springtown goals. Why do I use Factor Meals? Well, it's real simple. I'm busy, but I want to eat healthy. And if it only takes you 2 minutes, I'm all in on healthy eating. And the best part is that Factor Meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. All you got to do is simply heat and savor the good stuff. Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. I love asparagus. Head to factormeals.com/justnews50 and use the code justnews50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That code, one more time, is justnews50 at factormeals.com/justnews50. What are you going to do? You're going to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. That's a great deal. One more time. Head to factormeals.com/justnews50. Use the promo code justnews50 for half off your first order. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. Really glad to have my great colleague Sophie Mann joining us. She is one of our great reporters. You see her byline day and night, one of the hardest working journalists in the entire profession. Sophie, welcome to the show.
Hi, John. Good to be here.
You know, you always have your finger on the pulse of breaking news, and I can just feel today is a bad day for the traditional news media, the commercial news media. Some craziness that went on at the Rittenhouse trial. Tell us what happened and how MSNBC is in a little bit of trouble today.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a crazy trial for the news media, period. But as you said, specifically for MSNBC today, the judge has actually kicked MSNBC out of the courtroom after one of their producers was stopped by local police last evening for allegedly following a van carrying members of the jury, which has been, you know, such a hot topic with this controversial case that is certainly causing some local worry among law enforcement in terms of, you know, the safety of the jury and the surrounding community. So for a producer to have been caught trying to do this was, you know, enough of a red flag for the judge, who we know has been, you know, scolding the media for what he feels has been an inaccurate telling of the story of this trial. He thought that this was a bridge too far, and he straight up kicked them out of the courtroom. So that's one news station that is not going to be able to be carrying this trial live anymore, which is a blow to them because, as we know, all of the major channels, you know, CNN, Fox News, certainly Just the News, have been paying really close attention to this trial. So I think that'll be a major hit for them and an indication that the judge is taking the safety of this jury very seriously.
Yeah, no. And listen, a judicial sanction of a news media company is very, very rare. Pretty amazing. And it's a network that's been dealing with some other problems, including the fact that it continues to double down on the Steele dossier, only to learn every day how bad the Steele dossier was, what a joke it was. It was never factually true. But for some reason, Rachel Maddow and some of their others seem to want to double down on a dossier that is now disprovably and demonstrably wrong. What a day. Well, if it wasn't bad enough for the media, because that's a pretty big black eye for the media, the Washington Post spent a lot of ink today correcting some old stories. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, to your point, this is going to be a narrative that it's going to be interesting to watch how sort of some of the mainstream media outlets begin to let go of it, or if they do at all. Because as you said, in the past couple of days, the Washington Post has had to move to correct more than 12 articles at this point about the Russiagate scandal with former President Trump, specifically articles that had to do with the sourcing of the now almost completely debunked Steele dossier. And what this sort of entails is that the Washington Post has released a number of very significant corrections about these articles. And, you know, the current deputy editor is saying we no longer stand by this reporting. Now, one question is that a lot of these articles were part of a Pulitzer package, or at least closely related to a Pulitzer package that the Washington Post was awarded in 2018 for reporting that just isn't holding up. And one question is what the Pulitzer Committee is going to do. Another question is how the public is going to respond to reporting that certainly doesn't hold up now, but we've got to wonder how strongly did it hold up then, and what sort of is going to be the party line in terms of moving forward about this story that, you know, the top red outlets in the country got completely wrong.
Yeah, no, it's so true. And we've got a moment now because President Trump has weighed into this. He's threatening to sue the Pulitzer Committee if they don't pull back the awards from the Washington Post and New York Times. Our good colleague Natalia Mittelstadt has been calling the Pulitzer Committee for several days saying, hey, what are you going to do about this? You're going to ignore the president? Do you think the award should stay? So far, we've gotten crickets. We'll see if she gets through to them and can actually get a straight answer for them. But it's been a bad week for journalism. I think it's been a bad few years, quite frankly. I have some insight into Washington. And, you know, I'm critical when news organizations get things wrong. But I used to work with the new executive editor of the Washington Post, Sally Busby. She and I grew up together in the AP. I think she's an old school journalist, and you can see her approaching this very differently than her movie loving Marty Baron successor. Marty Baron was the guy that got all the movie glory for Boston Globe's work on the Catholic priest story. And again, that was important journalism. I'm not demeaning it, but he always seemed to be more in touch with the glory than he was with maybe getting things right. And when you look at this, Marty Baron had 5 years to correct these stories. They've been demonstrably wrong for at least 2 or 3 years since the IG report came out. And I want to give some credit and prop. I haven't talked to Sally in a long time, but I feel like she's done something that her predecessor failed to do. And maybe she restores an ounce of credibility by fixing these things and admitting it's wrong. Listen, sometimes journalism does get things wrong. The greatest danger is when you don't fix it and you ignore it. And for 5 years, WAPO did that. I'd give a hat prop to my old colleague, Sally Busby, for forcing her troops to finally take the action they should have. So that's pretty good. What else you got for us, Sophie? I'm sure there's some other pretty cool things going on today.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, just in terms of, as you were talking about DC trends and looking forward to the midterm, we've got continually new sets of polls about President Biden. One particularly interesting one that came out this week was the result of a Morning Consult political poll, actually. And this was a pretty widespread poll. But the questions I want to focus in on are the ones about President Biden's mental health and physical health. Whereas just this time last year, these were incredibly controversial questions as he, had just been elected president and we were about to enter into a couple of months of chaos. But we know that these were questions that former President Trump was firing at him on the campaign trail. And there was certainly some speculation in conservative media that Biden was not up to the task. But all else being equal, he was polling as though the majority of Americans by a long shot were saying that he was physically healthy enough to be president and he was mentally fit enough to be president despite some gaffes on the trail. So now these polls are actually saying quite the opposite. 40%, just 40% of those asked say that he is in good health, whereas 50% say he's not. And that those numbers change slightly when it comes to mental fitness. 46% say he is mentally fit and 48% say not mentally fit, which is, it's just interesting to look at these. You know, even former President Trump never had numbers that looked like this. And these figures, of course, accompany an ever declining general approval rate for Biden. One other sort of interesting note is that as the so-called bipartisan infrastructure bill was passed last week and signed into law this week by the president, he didn't seem to get a ratings bump from that, as perhaps he was hoping for. And as many presidents expect when they pass significant pieces of their legislative agenda, but he's not looking at any type of popularity bump from that, which can only be a bad sign for him and his party as we sort of head right into the midterm cycle that's about to really gear up.
Well, he's in a spiral and it's really obvious now. And you did a great job of summarizing the whole picture for him, because it's not only trust in his policies and trust in his competence, it's also trust in whether he's even mentally capable and physically capable of handling the job. I was talking to a Democrat and they said, listen, you got this all wrong. We're really good at the limbo. We can keep going lower. And so at least they have some humor in the Democratic side. But Sophie, we love what you do. You're such an amazing reporter. We're blessed to have you here at Just the News. And thanks for giving us a quick tour through the big headlines today on Just the News.
Of course. Thank you, John.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up and start getting you ready for a big weekend. We'll be right back. Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down, and my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guaranteed. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition, and, of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JUSTNEWS for 15% off. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. All right, folks, that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Reports. So grateful you were with us. So grateful that you could join us for this big interview that we had with Congressman Perry, with the breaking news headlines we got from Sophie. Some parting thoughts as we head into Friday and another big day in Congress. We're going to try to vote in the House soon on the big Build Back Better America package. That's at least what Joe Biden calls it. Some other people call it the big socialism government, big socialist government package, or the big social spending bill. A lot of people, you heard what Congressman Perry said about it and the need for Republicans to resist this so that our nation isn't permanently changed. But, you know, there were some important stories this morning that remind us of where we are in the debate about who should we trust. Is it government? Should we trust ourselves? Should we trust the media? Media seems to be on the decline, right? No doubt about that. Big government is starting to lose a lot of its luster. I think, you know, when you have a crisis like 9/11 or COVID, your first reaction is, hey, please protect us. All right, we'll give up some freedom if you really protect us. But then as this moves along, you start to realize those people you entrusted your protection to didn't maybe live up. They weren't accurate. They weren't smart. They didn't do things right. Well, my colleague Greg Piper has a great story today. Following the science question mark, COVID research starts to undermine both the mask mandates and the vaccine mandates and the cancel campaigns against some doctors who dared to challenge Anthony Fauci's plan for America, which doesn't seem to have been that successful based on the fact that we're 2 years into the pandemic and we still have major outbreaks and we don't have the magic pill that we've been promised time and again. Wear a mask, get two shots. Now it's three shots. Maybe it's four shots. Well, wait a second. Any other vaccine that I've took, you need it one usually, two in a worst case scenario. Why do I need three and four? Well, Greg Piper goes to the scientific journals that the news media are not covering now because they're off message, right? They're starting to challenge the narrative that got shoved down our throat by the Washington Post and the New York Times and CNN, even in some cases Fox News. Well, science, if we're going to trust it, we have to be honest when it boomerangs around on us. And Greg Piper's done a good job to describe that. Really some pretty amazing things there. An important lawsuit, too, again, on COVID, because we may never know the true origins of this horrific virus that ravished America and the world and caused so many unnecessary millions of deaths. But we have a lot of reason to suspect China. Our own intelligence community tells us that this may have been a lab accident where some no-no research was going on. Well, today, a big lawsuit was filed by the Empower Whistleblower Center. We had Jason Foster, their founder, on this show recently. They sued to get NIH to release info on why China asked to delete some of the COVID DNA information data from the government's database. We shouldn't be destroying government records, especially when they have something to do with our relationship with China. That appears to have happened. I'm going to try to get Jason Foster on this show to find out why in the next couple of days, because that's a very important subject and a very important lawsuit. You can find that on Just the News very, very easily. A lot of more headlines tomorrow. We're definitely going to have Sean Spicer on. I'm going to try to get Jason Foster on. We're going to have a great show. Buckle up, get ready, more news on the way. And remember, you can stay in touch with Just the News day and night by just going to justthenews.com. We've got you covered on the Rittenhouse trial and all of the headlines there, all the lawsuits trying to push back against infringements of American freedom, against critical race here. We've got it all covered for you all the time at justthenews.com. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you, because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000, or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews.
Hey there, it's Amanda Head, and I am thrilled to introduce to you my new exciting podcast, Furthermore with Amanda Head, broadcasting weekly from sunny Los Angeles, California, and brought to you by the dynamic Just the News Podcast Network. On this fresh and engaging podcast, I delve into the latest news with a little bit of a twist, exploring the furthermore of every story. But this isn't your typical run-of-the-mill news commentary or politically charged program. I interview a diverse range of guests, including business leaders, entertainers, musicians, educators, experts, politicians, and many influential figures from both the United States and around the world. So why not make your Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays a little more interesting? Tune in on your preferred podcast platform and discover Furthermore with Amanda Head on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button, and be sure to download the latest episodes. I can't wait to have you join me on this exciting journey.